First up is roll call. Jim Patrick, here. Bill Brannigan?
Here.
Bob Berman?
Here.
Jim Hasselman?
Here.
Gary East?
Here.
Braulio Escobar?
Here.
John Updike?
Here.
All right, we have approval of the Planning Commission work session meeting minutes of August 22nd and September 12th, and approval of the Planning Commission regular session meeting minutes of August 22nd and September 26th.
Having read all four sets of minutes, submitted only substantive corrections. I'm tired of fixing typos, and there were very few. I move that we approve the four sets of minutes and, as written and corrected.
Before you vote on that, members, I have asked Sherry to add to her commentary in the September 12th work session on page 17, fourth complete paragraph, where I ask her to add something along the lines of my opening comment was that residents had been asked, had been put on to level two water restrictions. As my introduction to the fact that we already have water troubles here, and we were talking about adding more homes to the area, and I wanted to bring up the fact that we already have water problems. So it makes that paragraph hold together a little bit better, in addition to how resorts also were asked to cut back their water usage. But the residents took the brunt of that. So anyways, I added that as a comment.
So the word is, what was your wording exactly?
Did I leave that with you, Sherry?
Yes, your notes were saying two summers ago, residents were placed on level two water restrictions. Newport already has water issues. So we will add
something like that to the
minutes.
Okay.
Technical term.
Okay, still looking for a second?
I'll second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any more discussion or corrections?
Yeah. I have a discussion. First of all, I already noted that I'm not going to try and pick up all the typos anymore, but I also am feeling a little put upon as the only one, except for Jim, that ever submits any corrections, and I suspect that on some occasions, not every member of the commission reads all the minutes. So I would like to request that everybody at least take a few minutes to confirm that the statements that are in there that they said are accurate. I don't mind reading them all, but it seems like I may be, again, present company accepted, the only one that really goes through it with that level of detail.
I don't want you to feel alone in that, and I will let you know I do read them each and every time, but I seldom comment other than a note back to you.
And the other thing I did notice, Derek, there, and this happens regularly, Derek will look that up and get back to us or something along that line, but there's really very little getting back, if you know what I mean. There were several things that you were gonna confirm or check with consultants or get some numbers. So, I mean, if you're gonna commit to that, it would be nice to actually see it, because we wouldn't ask the question if we didn't have something we needed to know.
Well, if there's a specific issue in mind, let me know. I do try to get back to you, and I do, in my view, generally get back to you guys on stuff, but I don't always get it, so.
Well, there was one very specific one that I highlighted. This set of four. A couple of things in the, let's see where I am, sorry. Work session 822, just before item C, it says here, Tokos explained this included rentals and owner occupancies. Patrick asked how they treated a second home Tokos would ask Echo Northwest for this information. And later on, under the traffic study, the question was, is the BLM project associated with that Yquinna Head enumerated in the TSP? Tokos would check on this. So it's just a general point.
Okay.
That if we're going to do follow-up.
Well, the second dwelling thing is going to be coming back to you. One thing I didn't say was I was going to be bringing back in the next meeting or at a specific meeting.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So in this case, that second dwelling stuff is being developed, and it will be in the materials you see when probably at the joint work session on the 14th of November.
Okay.
Because it's going to be in that package of information. The Yquinna Head stuff is here. Which project is that?
I think it was just fixing up from the intersection to the beginning of their property. Was that enumerated on the TSP was the question. I seem to think it was, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah,
and you said you were going to look it up and get back to us.
Yeah, that should be in the TSP, and that one I haven't gotten back to you on it, but I can pick it up.
I think it's there, but okay. That's it. That's the end of my discussion on the whole minutes thing.
Okay.
Longest ever.
Any other discussion or corrections on the minutes?
So we're not going to make a habit of this during minutes discussion, huh?
No, not normally. Normally it's just pass the thing with the corrections that Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much goes through and does, but because I will admit I don't always read the minutes. Because I know you're reading now.
We're going to dock your pay.
If there's anything wrong in there, I'm going to hear about it now.
Call the question.
Anyway, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. All right, anyone wishing to address the commission about anything not on the agenda tonight? Okay, no action items. Public hearing. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I am going to do it. This public hearing is being conducted using the Zoom video conference platform. Before we get started, I'd like to provide a moment to identify the individuals that are participating virtually, which right at the moment is just Bill, right?
We don't have anybody in the queue, do we? Just to confirm for the record.
There's nobody in the queue, but there is Greg Sutton, who's still on participating from the work session, who's our advisory committee member.
Okay, so we do
member.
Have someone else on. Okay.
Here.
Most of the people are, I'm going to skip the part about how to do Zoom, and we'll move to the next part. These are people who have been here before. We are doing file numbers 2-CP-22, amendments to the comprehensive plan relating to the Yquinna Head traffic study. This statement replies to all quasi-judicial and legislative land use hearings on the agenda. All testimony and evidence presented to the request being heard must be directed toward the applicable criteria in the Newport Comprehensive Plan, Newport Municipal Code, or other land use regulation or standards for which the person believes to apply the decision. Failure of anyone to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the Planning Commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue will preclude an appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals, the LUBA, based on that issue. An issue which may be the basis for an appeal to LUBA may be raised not later than the close of record at or following the evidentiary hearing. Such issues shall be raised and accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to support city decision makers and the parties an adequate opportunity to respond to each issue. The failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the city to respond to the issue precludes the damage and action for damage in circuit court. Prior to the conclusion of a hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence, arguments, or testimony regarding the application. If such a request is made, the hearing will be continued to a date certain and a schedule set for submittal of additional testimony, a period for parties to respond to the new testimony, and a period whereby the applicant can provide final argument. At this time, I'd like to ask Planning Commissioner to disclose any actual potential conflict of interest, bias, ex parte contacts, or site visits.
Site visit.
Site visit. Okay.
Yeah, site visit.
All right. If anyone present has an objection to the participation of any planning commission member or the commission as a whole, please raise that objection now. Okay. Planning Commission made the request of a participant on its own accord continue the hearing to a date certain to provide an opportunity for persons to present and rebut new evidence, arguments, or testimony related to the applicable criteria. The hearing will proceed in the following order: staff report, applicant's testimony, persons in favor, persons opposed, applicant's rebuttal, record closes for public testimony, Planning Commission deliberation, questions, and verbal decision, and a final order and findings will be prepared for consideration at the next meeting. All right, staff report.
Thank you. Derek Tokos, Community Development Director. Again, what you have here is an amendment to the city's comprehensive plan that would adopt the Yaquinahead traffic study by reference into the city's comprehensive plan, into the transportation plan specifically. And so you have the amendment. We had set up the policy structure such that we could add area plans such as this as needed. This is one where BLM had secured funding from federal highways to do this study, you know, when we were in the middle of doing our transportation system plan update. We knew this wasn't going to wrap up until after we adopted the TSP, although it got pretty close. And so this is how we go ahead and acknowledge it. The Planning Commission here is going to be making a recommendation to the City Council, as you do on comprehensive plan amendments. There are two findings that would be relevant here. Anytime you have significant change in some of our underlying analysis and studies, which is what we have here with the traffic study that was done for went ahead, outstanding natural area. That's the type of analysis that warrant or lead to policy changes in our plan. And then you also have to decide whether or not there's public need to make staff report. You know, so with the Yaquinahead outstanding natural area, this traffic study focused on facilities internal to the property. I'm not sure what's happening, but now this got much better. It's a technology issue. So this has a number of recommendations as it relates to the transportation facilities internal to the natural area, but it also has recommendations related to how that interfaces with the city's transportation system generally. That would include improvements from the little gatehouse, or you know, where people, you know, pay their fee to get into the facility, out to the traffic signal proper at Lighthouse and 101. It also has recommendations related to the Lighthouse to Lighthouse trail connection and trail connections into the Agate Beach area proper, up at the Communication Hill area and the water tank. And so one of the things that's very important here, too, is that by having this traffic study acknowledged in the city's comprehensive plan, that conveys to funding entities out there that there's buy-in on the city's part and the community's part in terms of the projects that are identified in this plan. The lighthouse that I just mentioned is still pending. In terms of a federal lands access program request that we had, it was about $4.5 million in partnership with BLM. And if this is ultimately adopted into our comprehensive plan, we will share that with federal highways. And that can't hurt in terms of the evaluation of that request. So I don't know that I have any specific detailed projects to go through outside the one I just mentioned on the lighthouse to lighthouse connection. There was a range of public outreach activities that the BLM and their consultants went through to develop this plan. I've addressed those in the report. And so, yeah, now we're at a point where we're looking for a Planning Commission recommendation to move this up to the council for potential adoption. Matt Bettinson, manager of the Quinhead Natural Area, is here. I'm sure he'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for Derek before we take testimony?
Well, I don't. Derek, were you stuck this under goal one?
Correct.
Under transportation, but you just stuck it in there. It has no English around it. You know, it needs something more than just the title of the report. It needs, you know, policy two, the city hereby adopts as part of its comprehensive plan the Yukunahead traffic study. You know, you've got to have some more words. And
you know, I can certainly wordsmith it a little bit, but the principle here is that we want to list each of these studies over time under policy one. And so I can add some additional verbiage there that makes that clear, but we're going to be doing other, and we have historically done a number of refinement plans that are area specific,
yeah.
And they're just going to get listed here.
Okay, then maybe you want policy one, improve and maintain a transportation system that is consistent with : and then list the TSP and this. Just something so that if you were reading this, I mean, ultimately this, I know it's technical language, but it needs to be able to be read and make sense as if, so.
Well, I can tweak the language just to tighten that up a little bit. That's fine.
To show that this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was my only comment. The study, by the way, I thought was excellent.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, any more comments or questions?
If I may, just to add on to Bob's comment, I mean, maybe it's just indenting it and with a heading. So this sounds like this is the first of what may be many studies. So just take that red two-liner, indent it, give it a heading so that it ties to shall be adopted by reference herein, and then somehow tells the reader, and this is the list, right?
Sure.
I think that's all you need.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to get too wordsmithy, but.
We have fun for that.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, anything else for Derek? Okay, applicant's testimony? This is where you come forward and make your case and we can answer questions. So.
Okay.
We do need your name and mailing address for the record.
Yes. Good evening. My name is Matt Bettinson. I'm the site manager at your Yukunahead Outstanding Natural Area. I've been there for about 4 years. As Derek indicated, we went through a cooperating agency process to look at the traffic flow around Yukunahead. We had quite a few concerns from the public related to walkers, bikers, that pedestrian interface. We have a lot of local folks who like to walk on the site in the morning and the evenings. And we have a lot of traffic. You know, visitation continues to increase at the site annually. This year, we're looking at about 545,000 visitors. Our fiscal year ended the end of September, began right at the beginning of October. So our numbers, we're just kind of sorting out all our data for the year. Really neat cooperating agency interaction with ODOT, Federal Highways, the City of Newport, and the Bureau of Land Management on this project. We did have a contractor involved with it that helped develop the data and helped do a lot of the reporting for it. We think we came up with some really good options for some new design on site to help alleviate what we were seeing as a lot of traffic congestion, and then also provided a better experience for, like I said, kind of the whole gamut of folks that visit the site. But what you need to be aware of, what you're adopting is about a 30% design right now. We don't have the final engineering. There's a lot of soil geotechnical work that would need to happen for some of the modifications. There's some other environmental compliance on the federal side that we might have to take a look at. But what this does do, if you unfold it into your plan and show support for it, It does allow us to look for other opportunities for funding. We had the funding through federal highways to get the traffic study done, but we don't have any money beyond that. And it's going to take additional support that I can show up the kind of the funding pools. We do have some lines in the water, I will say, for funding, but those get more nibbles when there's more support behind it. And I'm here to answer any questions, but that's about all I kind of an overview of the situation.
My only question is how likely or and how soon do you think some of this stuff might get done?
Yeah, that's project money is interesting. For example, you could go whole hog at the entire, try to do the entire package. You know, you saw that there's a modification to the entrance station. Maybe looking at entrance into the interpretive center, maybe a little work down by the lighthouse. That's a bigger chunk of money, right? We also have other pools of money that are smaller, so maybe we look at maybe the higher trouble spots, like right at the entrance station where we have folks backing up. So it's hard to say, but at least a year and a half, 2 years at a minimum. But there are quite a few options for different types of money depending on just what that funding call asks for. But this would fit well into a lot of different funding packages.
Okay. I was just curious because, like, the original report, it was like we did all this work, but we don't, it was like we weren't getting behind any of it. And so it's nice to see it get refined and you're actually pick something, but it looked real iffy on the original report. I was like, why did I read all this? And you get to the end and they're saying, we're not going to do this.
You know, as cooperating agencies, the more we build support, the more, you know, opportunities we have for funding proposals. For example, the FLAP application that the City of Newport was able to submit earlier this year was really based on the Yaquina Head traffic study. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and as Derek said, it's about a $4.5 million proposal just going from Lighthouse Drive to Yaquina Head. There's some other action items in there that go beyond that a little bit, but it's really the synergy from working together really helps us find funding support.
Okay. Well, yeah, I like it. I mean, I like the final report, and I think my priority would be that.
It does reflect a lot of work, absolutely, and it's, you know, really important to us that we had the public comment period as well, a couple of times, you know, initial comments, and then we sent out these proposals, kind of the final options, if you will, for the public to comment on and you know, get their input on any potential change.
I think I heard you say that, you know, this is almost a preliminary report, that you're going to be coming up with further definition of projects and cost estimates and things. My question is about how that gets published and how we reference any updates. I know most of the updates won't have any effect on us or our comprehensive plan, but it's possible that some might. So we're referencing in our comprehensive plan the Yaquina Head traffic study dated June 30th, 2022. Well, a year from now, you're going to have more information in there. Is that to be codified as actually a version 2 dated July 1st, 2023? Or how do you plan? How do we keep in sync?
Right. Yeah. I don't know the mechanics of this group, but I would, what we put together was a 30% design. You know, there is some flexibility in there. For example, this multimodal trail might be on the north side or the south side of the road. And so there's a little flexibility in there that's already built into what you would be adopting. If there's any major changes, I don't think there'll be a lot of drastic changes from what's already been proposed. Otherwise, we'd need to go back out for public comment. But, you know, the design is, it's a schematic right now. It doesn't talk about, hey, how deep is the road base going to be? Do we need to do a little more gabion in this area? And that's the engineering work and kind of the soils work, and then also any additional environmental compliance that needs to get done.
Okay. It'll so look, the 30%
it, but there could be some small, you know, waggle in there, but it wouldn't be drastically different.
So this is 100% of the projects you would like to see accomplished.
There you
but
go.
But only 30% of the details on
right.
this project.
Yeah.
Okay.
At this point, that's a good way to couch it. Yeah, and then, you know, pieces and parts of it may get done depending on different types of funding sources that come available to us. So, like I said, if we can work with Federal Highways and find larger sums of money for traffic work, then we'll do that. Certainly the road between the entrance station and Lighthouse could use new asphalt and things along those lines. So we're always looking for different methods to get, you know, greater work done.
Okay. And the only other question I had is, what's the status of the peregrine falcon nest?
Okay, they are there. We do have falcons out there right now. We actually had three of them on the cliffs on Monday, I believe it was.
Ooh.
A intruder from the north. So yeah, we hope to have chicks, you know, next spring, early summer, if everything goes as planned. They seem to want to take a year off. They weren't quite ready to be parents this year.
Okay.
But they were there, yeah.
Yeah, that was troublesome. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Jim, I have one real quick. Sorry. Hey, Matt, just curious what your thoughts are on how you keep, and this kind of builds on what Bob had to say, the Acuna Head traffic study alive for folks. You know, I see you had a partnership with the Friends of the Lighthouse. It looks like the older review draft stuff still up on their website, but I wonder if that might not be an opportunity to get the final plan up there on a more permanent basis so it's always there and available to folks. But maybe you have some other thoughts. It'd be great if you could come up with some ways to just make that study always out there so that people know, hey, these are the types of improvements we'd like to make or want to make.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We could publish that draft kind of the final, if you will, up on the Friends of Acuna Head Lighthouses website and keep it there. There, BLM has a couple of options as well. Our web nimbleness is not like in the private sector, but we can all look into that as well. It's a good idea.
Okay, any other questions? All right, thank you.
Any
other opponents? Okay, and seeing any opponents, seeing that nobody's here, I don't think we're getting opponents. And as per usual, you'll waive your rebuttal, right?
That's what it takes.
All right, we'll close the record and start the deliberations with John. Brain fade again.
Yeah.
Why it's on this piece of paper.
Well, I really don't have any comments other to say the study was great. I mean, we saw it work session and very simple addition to the policy. So I have no concerns.
And I concur. I think it's forward. So
I agree.
I don't think we have a prayer of hearing what you said on the mic there, Gary. Sorry.
I would just say I concur. I think it's pretty straight, you know, pretty straightforward and some good clear goals. So we should move forward with it.
I agree that the study is fabulous. The integration into our comp plan needs a little wordsmithing, but I have no problems whatsoever.
Oh, okay. I do think you've done a fine job in putting this together, and I'm appreciative of the coordination amongst many different groups. Hopefully a lot of funding will come through, because I hate to see it come out of the BLM's pocket solely, because they're certainly other people who can contribute to what's being done there. So thank you for providing this and working with the city. It opened up an avenue for us to get some funding and you to get funding for that road. So full speed ahead, please. It's a great resource. It's a great resource. So I was a high school teacher, and that's where I would have taken my kids, you know, once a month, because there's just that many lessons out there.
There were a lot of efforts by professionals to put this together. It seems well-reasoned, and I'm not in a position to second-guess all the work that you and the other stakeholders have put into this. So I would support the proposal.
Yeah, I think it's a very good proposal and a vast improvement over the first draft. A little disappointed in the first draft, but I like this one. So anyway, I think it's a great idea, and what I'm looking for is a recommendation to approve it to the city council. Or the recommendation.
Well, I'll do that. I move we forward a recommendation of the city council to incorporate the Quinnahead traffic study into the transportation section of the comprehensive plan.
And I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Any more discussion?
Nope.
Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And your work.
All right, any unfinished, new business, unfinished business, or director comments?
I don't have anything further at this point.
All right, then we're adjourned.
Thanks. So I'll let you know when we get teed up for city council.
What?